name is Amanda. I'm here with my lovely mother.
Hi, I'm Jeanette.
And to be transparent, we are recording this podcast a full month in advance. So that's why we're doing something very relaxed today.
Very busy.
Yes. So in the next coming weeks, I'm going on a conference to Las Vegas. My mom is going to Ireland for like 2 weeks. And then we're going to Disney. So there's a lot kind of going on within the next few weeks. So that's why we are kind of pre-recording a little bit. So I do apologize for that. But today we are going to take more Disney personality quizzes, which I thought would be really fun. We've done this twice before where we took personality quizzes. So I have two queued up for today because I'm not sure how long they're going to take. But I think on the first one, I had Elsa. And who did you have? You had Pumbaa. What's your first one?
Pumbaa.
And then the second one, I think I had Hercules. And I think you were, I think you might have been either, you were another Lion King character. Were you Simba?
I think at that point. Yes.
Yes, you were Pumbaa and Simba. And but in the past, yes. I've had Elsa and Hercules.
I'm trying to think what the second one was. Yes. Yeah. I just remember Pumbaa at the beginning. It was like, sure, she's a princess and I'm Pumbaa.
Elsa is a queen.
Okay, excuse me. She was a queen and I was Pumbaa.
Well, Simba is a king.
The warthog.
Simba is a king though. Okay, so today we are going to take which classic and modern Disney character are you exactly alike? This is a buzz Feed personality quiz that came out on April 17th, 2023 by Jake Farrington. I will link this quiz in the description below so you can also take the quiz along with us. So I'm super excited. So I think this quiz is going to give us two characters is what it seems like.
Okay.
So let's see. We have not taken these quizzes prior. I just kind of scrolled through the questions to make sure there are a bunch of questions basically.
I have not even seen the questions.
Yeah, I literally just pulled it up on her laptop so she can see. So, all right, first up, first pick a Disney sidekick. So our options are Bruni from Frozen 2, Abu from Aladdin, Pegasus from Hercules, Pua from Moana, Tuk-Tuk from Raya and the Last Dragon, Percy from 101 Dalmatians, Mushu from Mulan, and Pascal from Rapunzel. Who's going to be your sidekick?
I want Pua.
Pua?
He's just too cute. I want him.
I do love Pua too. I think, all right, so if I'm thinking really realistic here, I would pick Pegasus because who would not want a flying horse? That is so cool, honestly, to have a flying horse. But if I was also thinking, I do love Pascal from Rapunzel. I think he's so cute. I think he's such a great little sidekick to have, you know, standing by your side. So I'm not really sure which one I would pick. I think I'm going to go with Pegasus though, because I cannot not pick a flying horse. That is
I went
so
with
cool.
my heart, not with my head.
Yes. I do love Pua too though. Pua is one of my favorite characters. So, okay, next up, choose a song. Won't Say I'm in Love, Just Around the River Bend, One Jump Ahead, Mother Knows Best, You're Welcome, Honor to Us All, Hakuna Matata, and Let It Go. Okay, which ones would you...
I don't know which ones some of these are.
Well, Won't Say I'm in Love is from Hercules. Just Around the River Bend's Pocahontas. One Jump Ahead is Aladdin. Mother Knows Best is from Tangled. You're Welcome is from Moana. Honor to Us All is from Mulan. Hakuna Matata is from The Lion King. And Let It Go is Frozen.
Yeah, one or two of them I didn't know. That when you said the movie, I realized what they were. I'm picking Let It Go.
Let It Go. Oh, really? Wow. Okay. I'm picking out of my favorite out of all these songs. It probably is You're Welcome. I love that song. I think it's so fun. If I was thinking philosophically wise, I'd pick Just Around the River Bend. I would suggest if you're listening to this podcast, pause the podcast and go listen to Just Around the River Bend. It is such a powerful song, honestly. It's like a very moving song when you listen to it.
Stop. What do we call it?
I'm trying to add, I'm adding stuff to the podcast right now, but I'm picking You're Welcome though, because that's my favorite song if I was going to pick a favorite song from all these. Okay, select a live action remake. We have The Lion King, 101 Dalmatians, Alice in Wonderland, Beauty and the Beast, Mulan, Maleficent, Aladdin, and The Jungle Book.
I liked a lot of these movies, but Beauty and the Beast is my best remake.
I was
going to
say, I knew you were
going to
pick Beauty and the
Beast.
That was
the best remake.
No, for sure. I do love Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. This is really hard for me because I am actually torn between Alice in Wonderland and Mulan. So before Mulan came out, and even to this day, I would say Alice in Wonderland is one of my favorite live-action movies. It's funny because that was one of the original live-action remakes that they had done, but I feel like people don't consider that to be a live-action remake a lot. A lot of people consider the start of the live action remakes to be with Cinderella when Cinderella first came out. I will say if Cinderella was on this list, I would pick Cinderella. That is my absolute favorite live action remake. And I think I am going to go with Alice in Wonderland because I do love Alice in Wonderland a lot. But just to say, I do love the Mulan remake as well.
Yeah, that was
I know
good
a lot
too.
Of people didn't like it. I do love the
Mulan
one.
No, that
Mulan
was very
one,
good. But in my heart, Beauty and the Beast was the best.
Yeah, there is just something about a blonde woman in a blue dress that I love. And so that has to be Alice in Wonderland. So, okay, choose a Disney quote. You broke my smolder, which is from Tangled, said by Eugene. You gotta put your behind in your past, which is from The Lion King. I think Timon says that. Woohoo, big summer blowout, which is from Frozen. I am not a prize to be won, which is from Aladdin, said by Jasmine. I am a damsel in distress. I can handle this. That is said by, is that Meg? I'm pretty sure that's Meg from Hercules. Yeah.
Okay.
I live for furs. I worship furs from Cruella.
Well, we know where that came from.
Yeah, from 101 Dalmatians. Second star to the right and straight on till morning, said by Peter Pan in Peter Pan, and Ohana means family, that in Lilo and Stitch. I will say they do not say where these quotes come from. I'm just saying it from my memory. So if I'm incorrect, I apologize about that. It's just me going on what I know. Okay, which quote are you picking?
Ohana means family.
I do like that one a lot as well. I think I'm going to go second star to the right and straight on till morning because I do love that quote as well. And I remember when I was younger, I was a really big Peter Pan fan. So we're going with Peter Pan here. Okay, pick a Disney villain. Our options are Captain Hook, Prince Hans, Maleficent, Dr. Fossilier, Scar, Madam Min, Bellwether, and Ursula. There are a lot of options.
I know.
I can't believe they got the Zootopia villain too in here.
I know. I'm going with Maleficent.
Oh, Maleficent. I think I'm going to go with Ursula, honestly. I love Ursula. I think she's so fun. I love her aesthetic too. Look at her. Purple is a great color. Okay, what's your best traits? Are you adventurous, driven, honest, loyal, easygoing, self-possessed, clever, or charming?
I'm driven. When I want what I want, I go for it. Driven.
All right, I'm going to go for easygoing. I feel like I'm pretty easygoing overall in life. I'm very go with the flow. How about your worst trait?
Oh, God. Okay, wait, I'm getting to that one.
Okay, are you vain, codependent, childish, dishonest, sharp-tongued, lazy, avoidant, or discontent?
Oh, well, this is hard. I'm not vain, not codependent.
I feel like I'm going to go with avoidant because I like to avoid all my problems.
I think it was discontent. I get discontented with things and I start changing things and moving things around. So
yeah, no, that's
fair. Go with discontent.
Yeah, it's either lazy or avoidant because I can be very lazy sometimes.
No, lazy's not one of my things.
Yeah. Okay, pick a Disney Parks attraction. Our options are Frozen Ever After, Expedition Everest, Guardians of the Galaxy, Mission Breakout, The Enchanted Tiki Room, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, It's a Small World, The Mad Tea Party, and Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Oh, we know what Amanda's picking already.
Yeah, I would pick Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Yeah, I'm going
Railway
with this. It's a small world.
That's yeah, they have quite the range of rides in this, honestly.
I know, but It's a Small World is my go-to.
Yeah, over Enchanted Tiki Room?
Yeah, I think Small World is more of a draw at this point to be my ride.
I like how they picked the New York scene, too, from Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Okay, choose a city. New York City, Oslo, New Orleans, Paris, Dublin, Shanghai, Chicago, or Honolulu?
I gotta go with my alma mater, New York City.
New York City? I'm gonna
go. I love New Orleans and Paris and Dublin and all those places, I'm going to go with mine.
I'm gonna go with Oslo. I have always idolized Norway. A lot of people know that in my real life. I've been idolizing Norway for years. My whole life I've been idolizing Norway, so I have to go with Oslo here. I've never been there before, but would love to go. Okay, pick a color. Green, orange, blue, purple, red, teal, yellow, or black?
I'm picking black.
Black. Is that your new favorite color?
Yes, that's my new favorite color, black.
Growing up, she used to say her favorite color was purple.
Yeah, but now it's black.
Okay, my favorite color is gold, so I'm going with yellow since that's the closest to gold. Okay, our final question here. Finally, which of these do you think is the best movie? Okay.
Oh, that's hard.
Zootopia, Lady and the Tramp, Hercules, Encanto, Wreck-It Ralph, 101 Dalmatians, The Little Mermaid, or Frozen 2. Wow, what an interesting choice of movies that he picked for this. Also, this is the first we've seen Wreck-It Ralph in this whole quiz.
I know. So. All right, I'm going with my classic,
hey,
Little Mermaid.
Did you click already?
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to go with, out of all of these options, I'm not really sure. Out of all these options, I would say The Little Mermaid too. So I'm also going with Little Mermaid. All right, which characters did you get?
Jasmine and Elsa.
Oh my gosh. All right, so what does it say?
It says here, you're just like Jasmine and Elsa. You probably feel too confined by the rules of society and want to blaze your own path. That is true. Because I always try to follow the rules of society. You need the space to fully be yourself no matter the consequences and are willing to do anything to live. Oh, you got to read more. Wait. To live a life free from expectations of others. Wouldn't that be nice? You should never compromise your own happiness just to be sure you consider other people's feelings during your self-discovery. I hate to say it, but that's me.
Yeah, that makes sense too. And look, now we both get to be Elsa.
Yeah. That is definitely, it actually quite
that actually has a lot of Jasmine.
I obviously answered them honestly because that does sound like me.
Yeah, it has a lot of Jasmine. Though, which makes sense. I feel like you are very similar to Jasmine's. Like, Jasmine is so driven. She's so pointed. She's so responsible and clever and smart. And I feel like that's definitely who you are, too.
My problem is
always
being
breaking the norm.
Right. Being brought up in the generation that I was brought up in and the family I was brought up in, you worry about everybody else. You worry about who, you know, who's thinking, who's doing, who's what, you know, taking care of this one, taking care of that one. If you do this, who's it going to hurt? Who's going to insult? So, yeah, that is me. So, actually, this one was pretty good for me.
Yeah,
what about you?
I like that. All right. I got Ariel and Moana. So, I've never gotten these two. You love the thrill of adventure. Do I? I'm not sure if I do.
I don't know. You tend to get out there.
Yeah, I can be adventurous. Mm-hmm. So it says, you are endlessly curious about the world around you, which is true, mm-hmm. and thirst for knowledge of other people and their way of living, which I would say is also true. When you feel called to do something, there is nothing that can get between you and your goal. Just be sure to honor where you come from while you continue to blaze new trails. I guess that kind of makes sense.
That's kind of you.
Bit.
You say, that's I'm going to do this, and she just manifests it and does it. That I'm going to move.
Do that.
She did it. I'm going to get a new job. She did it. I'm going to learn how to crochet. She did it. I'm going to run the Disney Marathon, and she did it.
Yeah.
So
and even saying we're going to start a Disney podcast, and here we
and
are.
Here we are.
That is true. I am driven in that sense.
Yeah, she is driven in that sense.
But I would say I'm not necessarily a super like adventurous person all the time.
No, I wouldn't consider you super adventurous, but you are adventurous in the fact that you went, you know.
I guess I'm often trying new things that I think others wouldn't necessarily just start trying on a whim. I don't know.
Yes, you try new things, but even when you're traveling, I mean, when you went to the UK and you branched off on your own, and when you went to Paris, Disneyland Paris, by yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you got on the train and you went and did that. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't do that. A lot of people wouldn't get on that train and go stay in a hotel and go to Disneyland Paris all by themselves
for a
couple of days.
Travel from France to the UK by myself.
Right, back and forth between countries and do all that stuff.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I do.
In a foreign country, no less. So I think that you are adventurous more than you think you are. But like, it's not an overt, like, oh, let me run out every day and every weekend and go do something adventurous.
Yeah,
that's not the kind of adventurous you are. But when you have the opportunity, you do things that most people would not think to do.
Nope, that is a good point. Yeah, that's true. Because especially if it's around Disney, I'm like, we're going.
Oh, yeah, well, that too.
I would take a solo trip right now to Disneyland, Tokyo.
You know? But, you know, I mean, you go to the movies by yourself. You go do this by yourself.
You go do
that by yourself. You are adventurous in your own sense in that you do go out and do things by yourself. It's not like you say, oh, I don't have anybody to do it with. I'll just sit home.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, I never really thought about it like that.
Yeah, so. As adventurous as I would like to be, I'm like, not like
this
that.
Says, when you feel called to do something, there's nothing between you and your goal.
No.
So
well, when Amanda
true,
decides
yeah.
she's doing something, it's happening.
Yeah,
okay, it's just going to happen. It's going to happen on her schedule, and it's going to happen. I'm used to that by now.
That is true. Sometimes I kind of forget I'm like that because
yes.
I just keep blazing away, I guess.
Yes.
Just don't even look back.
Sometimes I have to tell her, please don't add anything else. Please don't go out and do anything else.
I will say, I've always loved the Nike quote, just do it, because that's something I've been living by a lot, especially after starting therapy, that it's just like, when you have anxiety, you just got to do it. You just got to keep going. And if you mess up along the way,
that's it. You got to forgive yourself to say, like, you know, I'm going to do what I can do. And if I can't do it, it took me until I was this age to finally figure out that if I'm going to do it, I'm just going to go do it. And if people don't like it, or somebody doesn't like it, or somebody has something to say about it, they should just keep it to themselves. And if people don't like the way I look or the way I am, then don't be around me and don't look at me, you know?
No, for sure.
Yeah, I wrestle with that still because of my background, but that's what you need to do. And Amanda's got that attitude. I'm going to go do what I'm going to do.
Yeah, which just makes sense both for Ariel and Moana.
So I guess we answered these pretty honestly.
Yeah, no, definitely. Mm. So we're only 14 minutes into recording right now.
Okay, so we can do the second one.
So I had pulled up another character quiz as well from Beano. So this one's called What Disney Character Are You? The reason why I did this is because we will have no Disney news. As I said before, we are pre-recording this a full month in advance. So to kind of prevent this podcast from being 15 minutes long, we'll do another quiz just for funsies. Again, I will have this linked in the description if you'd like to take this quiz along with us. This came out from the Beano quiz team on September 4th, 2023. So again, we have not looked at any of these questions. These ones don't seem as pertain as much to Disney, which is why I kind of like this quiz.
Okay.
So let's go into it. The first up, how often do you like to read? One sentence every 15 minutes.
Oh my God.
A couple of chapters during the day, one chapter at night. I eat books, not literally. And there's a photo of a cat with glasses in a book, which is kind of funny. Cute.
Okay, my thing is, I would say a couple of chapters during the day. That could be nighttime for me, because that's when I get to sit down and do it. But it takes me, unless I get really into the end of the book, which I did the other night, a couple of chapters during the day.
Yeah, I feel like I would also say the same, is that I feel
really?
Like I go...
I would have thought you were the last one. I eat books. When I talk to Amanda, she's finished off six of this thing and seven of that trilogy and trilogies and this one and that one
that
and the other
true,
thing.
Yeah.
Every time you talk to Amanda, she's reading. Sometimes she's reading two or three books at the same time.
All right, I guess
you
I am
are,
the
I eat books. Don't you try to say a couple of chapters during the day.
Sometimes I feel like I'm only reading a few chapters
no,
at a time.
No.
All right, that's fine. I am a big reader. I do love to read.
I'm sorry to answer your question for you, but
it does go through waves, though, because sometimes I will be reading book after book after book. And then other times, like now I haven't started my next book. It's been like a week. You know, I've just been taking a little break and I've just been tired at night. So I just haven't started my next book. So, all right, what sort of football player are you? And they're showing a photo of a soccer player. I'm just happy to have a kickabout, center forward, a grumpy midfielder, or a winger who entertains the crowd with my silky skills.
I don't do any of those.
Yeah, we're not. Well, let's just say hypothetically, who do you think you would play if you were playing soccer?
Oh God, I would just be a happy kickabout.
Just a happy kickabout.
Yeah, I have no thing to do anything where there's any kind of pressure.
Yeah. So back in the day when I did play sports, I never played competitive sports. I played floor hockey for a couple of years when I was a kid, and I always played defense. So I feel like I would be a grumpy midfielder in that sense. So I'll do that because I feel like that's probably what I would have been back in the day if I was playing competitive sports. Okay, next up, what are your school reports like? They seem to think I need to concentrate on my work a little more and stop singing in class. Pretty good, actually. In a word, amazing. Mm-hmm. The word enthusiastic keeps popping up.
Well, when I was in school, I'd say pretty good, actually. I did pretty good in school.
Yeah,
but I did pretty good.
I'm going to say in a word, amazing, I guess, because I feel like I did fairly well. I did pretty good in school overall, but there were a few classes I did struggle with. So I wasn't like, you know, always a straight A, always getting all. Mm-hmm. I mean, like for the most part, I was a straight A student, but it was still a struggle. So, okay, if someone was to make a movie about your life, what would it be like? A musical with a side order of adventure, a fun comedy with some tear-jerking moments, an action film, a bit scary.
Oh God, mine's a fun comedy with some tear-jerking moments.
Okay. I feel like mine would be, I mean, like it would be fun if I was an action film. I think I'd be a musical with a side order of adventure.
Okay.
Yeah, always breaking out to song and dance. Okay, pick an insect.
Oh God.
Okay. A beetle, a butterfly, a bee, or a mantis.
I hate bugs. Yeah. So butterfly is the only one I could pick.
That's okay. I think I'm going to pick bee, but first I'm going to share a quick story. When I was going on a run the other day, it was a really warm day out. It was like the first like fall spring warm day out, and I went on the trail. The trail normally is pretty empty for the most part because I was on a weekend and it was a good time. The trail was full. Cyclists, runners, people walking, dog walkers, everything. So the trail is full. Normally it's not full, keep in mind. And as I'm running, I feel something hit my hand and I look down and I realize it's a bug. A bug is on my hand. So I'm like, oh, ew. So I go to shake my hand off to get rid of the bug. But in that second, as I'm shaking, I realize, oh, that wasn't just a bug. That was a ladybug. And I don't know why, as we as a society tend to value ladybugs and butterflies higher than other insects. But for some reason, as I shook off the ladybug, I felt bad. So I turned around and I screamed because I had headphones in, I'm so sorry, to the ladybug that I just flung off my hand. I turned back around. I realized there was like three cyclists, two runners, a dog walker standing in front of me, just looking at me, who had just turned around and yelled into the void, I'm so sorry. And I realized how silly I just looked, and there was nothing I could do. I just kept running and just ignored it. But it was in the moment, I was just like, oh my gosh, can't believe I just yelled, I'm so sorry, to a ladybug. And now I'm the crazy on the trail, you know? So it's like now people are like scooting
away
from me.
So you're being nice to bees, okay.
Yeah, no, just that little ladybug, which is funny. But I do like bees as well. Bees are good for the environment. So that's why I'm picking the bee.
Oh, God. Okay.
That only happened like last week. Okay. So, okay, what's your favorite type of weather? Blazing hot sunshine, a breezy spring day. I love an autumn morning or a snowstorm.
Mine's a breezy spring day.
Okay, I'm going a blazing hot sunshine because I do love warm weather. That's always been my favorite. Okay, we're going to scroll past the sponsored question. So that one that says totally random question. Scroll past that because that's a sponsored question.
Okay.
What's your favorite thing to do on the computer? Watch cat videos, learn stuff on YouTube, design amazing outfits, do homework?
This is obviously a younger quiz because I don't do homework. I don't do any of this stuff.
I feel like you would be watch cat videos.
Yeah, probably because I don't.
Well, think about what do you do when you go on Instagram? What are you looking at? Are you like learning?
Oh, I'm looking at all the Disney news mostly. The Disney news, cooking. Like I said, this is a little young for me. So
maybe like learning stuff on YouTube, or you're looking
at
recipes.
Yeah, I guess you could probably I don't go on YouTube, but if it was anything, it would be learning stuff because I watch the cooking videos. I watch the different things that are going on. I watch what's going on in the neighborhood, things like that. So this quiz is a little young for me.
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to do watch cat videos because, I can't change my answer. Never mind. I'm doing learn stuff on YouTube too.
Won't let me change my answer right now.
I'm surprised by that. Okay. Mm. Well, I was going to do learn stuff on YouTube just because I do watch a lot of educational things on my phone, especially. There are a few historical accounts that I love that do deep dives into like historical figures and historical events. I will sit there for the full 5 minutes and watch the whole reel 5 minutes about these things. And they're my favorite. They're my favorite ones to watch, honestly. Okay. So I have a few of my favorites that I like to watch. Whenever she posts, I'm like, yes, gotta watch the next one. And it usually is based around European history. I need to find one that's around Asian history because it's harder to find influencers who are doing Asian history. Lots of European historians out there. But all right, what kind of room would your dream house have? An indoor swimming pool, a spa, a gigantic walk-in wardrobe, or a house cinema with a popcorn machine?
I know what I want.
The walk-in wardrobe.
I want a giant walk-in wardrobe, but I don't have to change my clothes out for seasons.
I guess I would do the home cinema with a popcorn machine. I do like the idea of an indoor swimming pool, mainly because as I've been getting more into running more and more, swimming is supposed to be one of the best cross training for, you know, for runners and really good for exercise in general. In a general sense, I don't like getting wet and that's why I never go swimming really in my everyday life. But I wonder if I did have an indoor swimming pool, would I actually, like a private indoor swimming pool, would I use it rather than like a public swimming pool or something like that? I'm not sure. But I'm going to go with the home cinema with the popcorn machine. Okay, what's your favorite type of sport? Swimming, football, ultimate frisbee, or snooker?
Snooker. I don't know what snooker is.
I don't know what that is. I'll Google it real quick.
Obviously, if we're talking about watching it or doing it.
Oh, it's billboards. Cool.
I would assume that it's doing it. So if it was doing it out of all those, obviously swimming for me.
Yeah,
if it was watching it, it'd be football. But
yeah, I mean, like, it's funny because I'm a runner and that's literally the sport I do is running. And that's
right. It's not even on here.
I guess none of them are really similar to running. I'm surprised they consider being billboards as the same as on these other
platforms.
This
is an odd quiz.
It is an odd quiz, but here we are. I'm going to pick football. I don't know. I've never played football a day in my life, but I'll pick football.
Okay.
If you could wear only one kind of shoe, what would you pick? Crocs, flip-flops, a shiny pair of school shoes, or flippers?
This is a young quiz, but definitely I know what I'd pick anyway. Flip-flops. I love flip-flops.
I guess I'm going to go with Crocs because they're supposed to be very comfortable. Mm. I don't own Crocs, but I do like Birkenstocks, which are kind of similar. Okay, pick a sandwich filling. I wonder how this is going to wrap back around to Disney characters.
I know, this should be interesting.
Pick a sandwich filling. Hummus and falafel with a load of salad, ham and mustard, cheese, anything spicy with a packet of crisps on the side. Thanks.
Mine is anything spicy.
Anything spicy.
Spicy cold cuts or anything.
I am going to go with, I do like hummus and falafel sandwiches, but I make it with just with a cheese sandwich because those are pretty good too. So pick something to doodle with. And this looks to be the last question. Pencil, a fountain pen, a marker, or an obnoxiously bright highlighter.
Okay, I'm a pencil person.
I'm going to put a fountain pen because I mainly use pen.
Okay,
Okay, who'd you get?
I got Moana.
You got Moana? Nice, but does it say anything else?
You're a brave and rebellious hero who's a Polynesian princess and totally awesome.
Nice. Okay, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I got Mickey Mouse.
Oh, okay.
All it says is you're the most famous mouse in the world. That's it.
Where did you get this quiz?
I don't know. And it's not even a photo of Mickey Mouse. It's a photo of an actual mouse with little googly eyes on it.
Well, my girl's got googly eyes too. It's a girl with a lay on her head and she's got googly eyes.
What an interesting quiz. I feel like the other one was definitely more accurate.
Yeah, the other one was
no reason to why I'm Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, this one is like more for young kids.
Yeah, well, that was still fun to do.
But it was cute.
Well, I like how I got Moana in that first one and you got Moana in the second one. So,
well, it's funny because it says here right on the top of the quiz, are you like Mickey or Moana or someone else entirely? Find out now.
So I would think the only options was Mickey or
Moana?
Yes,
98% of the people are coming out as Mickey or Moana, and then maybe somebody else. So when you first read that the first time, before you scroll down, you said, oh, okay, they're just naming,
you know,
two characters,
else,
and I'll be one of the characters in
Disney.
Unless
we just happen to get the two characters they named in the beginning.
I don't know. Okay.
I don't know. That's kind of funny, though.
Yeah, that was funny.
Well, that was fun to take one that was a bit more accurate and one that was a bit weird. So always got to do something fun and weird on a podcast. Mm. So again, normally we'd have some Disney news right now, but again, we are pre-recording literally a full month in advance right now. So we have no Disney news for this week since we're pre-recording too far in advance. We do have a few Disney birthdays. The first up on April 15th, the day that this podcast, actually they're all on April 15th now that I'm looking at this, is Huey, Dewey, and Louie's birthday. So this is Donald's nephew. So happy birthday both to all three, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, the triplets, our favorite triplets. April 15th, 1983 is when Disneyland Tokyo first opened.
Okay.
So I can't believe how long ago was that? Actually, I didn't even do the math. But yeah, crazy that Disneyland Tokyo has been open for that long. And now they're doing so many new construction in Disneyland Tokyo to add so much more to both Disneyland Tokyo and to Disney Sea. So I'm excited to see what the parks are going to look like in the future. And I would love to go to Disneyland Tokyo too. And finally, I have on April 15th, my childhood cats, Brooklyn and China. This was also their birthday as well. So happy birthday to the late Brooklyn and China, my two little kitties.
Yes, my two little perfect kitties that these two little kittens have to live up to.
Yeah, my mom's current cats, Savannah and Elvis, are a bit more of troublemakers. But that's because they're kittens and Brooklyn and China were 18 years old.
I forgot what they were like.
18 years old.
Well, also when Brooklyn and China were kittens, I had two kids around to chase them around and play with them and do whatever had to be done. And they used to get their own little, we used to put them in the laundry room at night with their little bed and their little stuff, where these cats are all over, all day, 24 hours a day. So
April 15th is also Pierogi's birthday. My close friend Caitlin, her cat's birthday is April 15th. They don't know Pierogi's exact birthday. So I remember when she adopted Pierogi, they knew it was around mid-April. So I told her, at the time Brooklyn and China were still alive, I'm like, well, Brooklyn and China's birthday is April 15th. Just make it the same day. Same day. So she did. So Pierogi's birthday is also on April 15th. So happy birthday also to Pierogi. And yeah, happy birthday to Brooklyn and China. We'll meet them on the Rainbow Bridge. Yeah, and finally, we have our Disney memory. What is your Disney memory?
My Disney memory pops into my head is the festival, the wine and cheese festival. Most just walking around on the wine
you mean
and cheese
the food
festival.
And wine?
The food and wine. Sorry, wine and cheese. I'm thinking of the wine and cheese because I'm thinking about the guy in the cheese head. I remember. What popped into my head is like when we said that my, you know, being funny and being a comedy. I remember that I happened to be there during the food and wine festival, and we were staying at the Swan, and my husband had work to do. So I told him that I would go into the park, into Epcot during the day, and he could do his work and do whatever. And I'd tool around Epcot by myself and go into all the, you know, pavilions and shop and do whatever. And well, let me tell you, there were drunk people everywhere. The park was packed. Packed. Everybody was drunk. Everybody was like, there were people throwing up. It was just horrible.
Oh, no.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I never forget that was the worst day I ever spent in Epcot. And I think it was because there were a whole lot of groups there. So there was a whole lot of college groups there doing whatever they were doing because they were young guys, a lot of young guys, a lot of, you know, and this one guy had on a kilt and a cheese head. Okay. And he was a big guy. I mean, this was a big guy.
Was it like the Packers cheese hat that they wear?
Yes,
like
I guess it was the Packers cheese head. And he had that on his head. And that's what made me think of wine and cheese. He's got this thing on his head. And, you know, and he caught my attention because he was right by where I was leaving the park. And he was laying, he just fell out on the grass. Okay. That night, I went back to the hotel. Joe finished his work. We did what we had to do. And we said, okay, we're going to walk into Epcot. And we're going to go get something to eat and just kind of tool around and check out the festival. And as we walked into the park, who was laying still in the grass with the cheese thing on his head was the guy who was drunk.
Yeah.
The pleasant surprise was I think that so many people were so drunk so early that they couldn't handle being there at night.
Yeah.
So they all left.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is the park became like that night was like the perfect night to go to the park. It was beautiful weather. Nobody was there. It was really fun. I guess
all the excrements of humans have been cleaned up.
Yes. Except for the guy in the cheese head and the kilt who was laying still in the grass.
Good for him though.
Yes. We got to, and like I said, we were talking, I said before in the last podcast, when you asked me for my Disney memory, things just shoot through my head. And like, that just stopped.
That's so funny.
And that's where we stopped.
It's funny. As of recording this, St. Patrick's Day is actually tomorrow in our real lives. So it's funny. A lot of people are getting, you know, ramped up for the big St. Patrick's Day, which is, I just think is kind of funny. And I know, I'm sure the parks tomorrow will be similar. Like
because it's right on spring break too.
For sure. Yeah. Right on spring break on a weekend as well. Mm-hmm. So it's like a weekend on a Sunday. And I saw too that Rose and Crown is going to have special seating. So like all day seating for people to come in and get drinks and stuff. So I imagine it'll be a fun day in the parks for St. Patrick's Day. So we actually were in Epcot on St. Patrick's Day years ago.
We were.
But it was in the middle of the week. So it wasn't really that crazy.
We were
at
Disney
honest.
Springs.
Yeah.
On St. Patrick's Day, I'm pretty sure.
Well, we were in Epcot too, because I have it in the vlog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think we went to dinner that night, maybe in Disney Springs. I remember being there when everybody was out. So, but even just right around that time, everybody's wearing beads and things and stuff. And it's all done up the St. Patrick's theme.
Yeah, no, for sure. All right. So for my Disney memory. I was also trying to think too, is like a Disney memory that's like, it's hard to look with the personality quizzes. It's hard to theme
really
it to the personality quizzes.
To it.
So I guess I'll do, who was the characters I just got? Ariel and, no, I just got Ariel and Moana. You got Jasmine and Elsa, which I think is really cool. I kind of like that mix that they did. But I was recently listening to a podcast that I think now he's retitled it to Movie Cinema Origins, I think is what it's called, or Cinema Origins. Mm-hmm. I will link the podcast actually in the description because it's a really fun podcast. He essentially does extreme deep dives into the original content and the Disney movies, and he will read the book and watch the movie side by side. And in the podcast, he will deep dive into the content side by side, comparing and contrasting the plots and the changes and whatever it might be. So I recently finished listening to the Little Mermaid episode that he did. We compared the original Hans Christian Andersen book, Little Mermaid, to the original movie, the animated movie, not the live action remake. And it was really good. Again, all his episodes are great. I'd honestly recommend any of them. I think the Beauty and the Beast one was the most interesting, since the Beauty and the Beast storyline was the most different from the original content. But I did like all the other ones that he's done in the past because it's just kind of cool to learn about and to see. He does history into the movies too, like the Wizard of Oz one was pretty cool too. But in this one, I was on a run in the morning. It was very early. I think it was, I guess, maybe more earlier than 6 a.m. It was maybe like 5:45 in the morning. I went to the track. I forgot my light. So after daylight savings, before daylight savings, it was still a little bit light by the time it kind of got to like 6:30. But now after daylight savings, the light doesn't come up until around 7:30 where I live. So because of that, it was dark on the track. Forgot my light. The one morning I forgot the light. I normally always am very good at remembering to bring my little light with me. Didn't have it. So I was running around in the dark in a little circle by my myself. And sometimes when I'm running, I kind of psych myself out to be like, is someone watching me? Am I being followed on this track? Is someone there? And I'm just like, no, I have to just chill. So I made the podcast louder in my headphones. This is a very personal memory, not really Disney related, but I was just thinking of Ariel. And so I'm just like, all right, I'm just gonna make the podcast louder and just really focus on like the story that he's telling. So that way I'm like distracted from not psyching myself out here by myself in the morning on this track. But by doing that, he had a jump scare from a moment of Ursula, like a sound that played that was a scary sound. And as I was running, the sound jumped up in my headphones. And remember, I just made the sound a lot louder. So I jumped as I was running. I told two running stories this podcast episode, but I literally jumped on the track and like yelped. I was like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, oh, it was just the podcast. I'm like, okay, let me lower the volume again and like come back to reality that everything is fine.
Well, at least you didn't have a whole bunch of people around you this time.
No, I was by myself. I did feel silly again. So again, another running related memory right there. It was a good podcast though, and I definitely recommend them because they're super interesting, honestly, just to kind of compare and contrast, especially if you're probably not going to read some of the original content. Like speaking for myself, I probably won't go back and reread some of the original. I have read some of the original like books and you know, things that the movies are based on. But in this case, you know, you don't get to all of them. So it's kind of fun to hear it. And he tells it in a very funny way too, like in a very engaging way. So I definitely recommend that. But all right, that was my random Disney memory though. Okay. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. I know it was a little bit different from some of our other ones, but thank you so much for listening. Make sure you give us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or if you're listening on YouTube, to leave a comment below. Follow us on social media, Spaceship Earth Design, and in our dedicated Instagram post to this podcast episode, let us know which characters did you get, especially for that second one. Did you get Moana or Mickey Mouse?
Or
did you
get
another character?
Yeah, we'd like to know if somebody else got a different character.
Maybe we'll make my dad take this later. He'll be like, what is this? What am I doing?
What is this?
But I did like that first one a lot. I think that one was great. And like,
yeah,
we
that
both
one
said,
was
pretty
great.
Accurate, actually, to both our personalities.
It was. It did catch, like I said, if you answered them honestly, it did kind of catch the personality.
Sure. Yeah, so definitely let us know. We'd love to know which characters you got. And yeah, we'll see you all.